This is Ezekiel chapter number 37. We read verses 11 and 12 from the TLB, the Living Bible. Ezekiel 37, 11 and 12 from the TLB says, "Then he told me what the vision meant. These bones, he said, represent all the people of Israel. They say we have become a heap of dried out bones. All hope is lost." I made mention of this during the 2 days of refreshing, that all things considered, 2021 was a very difficult year. All things considered, it was a very worse year for a lot of people all over the world. We might not have seen the amount of grief and sorrow and pain and distress and despair and discouragement in all our lives, some of us in our generation, like we have seen in 1 year, in 12 months, which was 2021. Now, this is the word of the Lord that had come to the children of Israel in exile. They were in a similar state, in a similar situation, in a foreign country, in a strange country, in a country that is not theirs, under taskmasters, and they were servants, and they were slaves. They were being used, they were being abused. It was very bad as it was bad. We come from a similar state ourselves under lockdown when we are told what to do, we are told not what to do, when we are limited, we are given limitations and restrictions imposed upon us, and we don't have a voice, we don't have power to say aye or nay, right? So this is the word of the Lord that comes, and the Lord, it would be that it talks in these dire situations, when we're in situations where it is impossible to free ourselves, to release ourselves, and it's impossible for anyone to set us free. The word of the Lord that is like fire, the word of the Lord that is like a sledgehammer breaking rocks into pieces, that prophetic voice, that prophetic word of the Lord, which is unto a light shining in a tunnel, it would come to give us a relief. Oh, hallelujah. He says, the Lord says to Ezekiel, "Ezekiel, my people are saying we have become a heap of dried out bones, all hope is gone." There are a lot of us all over the world that have lost hope, not just people who don't know God, but even people that do know God. In this 1 year, 2021, we have seen and we have heard a lot of prominent ministers, servants of God, being recalled to glory. We have lost a lot of family members. It seemed as if all hope was lost in the year 2021. And most of us, we looked forward to the beginning of a new season. Most of us, we looked forward to the beginning of a new chapter. And that chapter has come in the form of the year 2022. But as the year has come, 2022, what is the Lord saying? See, it was in a situation, in a state, in a difficult situation that the Lord came and spoke to the prophet called Ezekiel. Are we together, church? All hope is gone. The Lord is saying, "Ezekiel, my people are saying all hope is gone. My people are saying it is all doom. Everything is lost. They don't see they don't see hope in the future. It's all bleak. It's all gloom." But I'm here to tell you today that 2022 is unlike 2021. It's unlike 2020. 2022 is unlike 2021 and it's unlike 2020. Please, let's get that. This is a different season. It's a different time. It's a different dispensation, a different prophetic, supernatural, divine time of God. This is not a hopeless time, but a hopeful time. Those who are in the spirit, they will hear the voice of the Lord today. Now, verse number 12, it says, "But tell them, Ezekiel, go tell them. They say all hope is gone, but now you go and tell them. You tell them, the Lord God says, my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again and return to the land of Israel. I will cause you to rise again. 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 I will cause you to rise again." This is the word of the Lord, not the word of the pastor. The title of this address is Rising Again. Rising Again. God says, I will cause you to rise again. I'm not preaching, I'm not teaching. I'm declaring prophetically what the Lord is saying in this time, in this dispensation, in this season. He says, I will cause you. Listen, understand something. He says, but tell them, the Lord God says, my people, if we are born again, if we are born again, God is saying, my people, my beloved, my righteous, my faithful, my son, my daughter, my child, I will cause you in this time to rise again. I'll cause you to rise again, says the voice of the Lord, says the voice of the Lord in this house today. Isaiah chapter number 61. Verses 1 to 3. Isaiah 61. 1 to 3. What a God we serve. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. So it's amazing that when you read the prophets in the Old Testament, like we spoke at length about this during the 2 days, that they would not speak until the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord was upon them, because no prophecy comes by the will of men. No prophecy is man's imagination, but prophecy is a word that comes from the Lord for his people. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord, he has anointed me, has empowered me, he has endued me, he has filled me with dunamis. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings. Now, to preach the good news, to preach the gospel. The Lord has empowered me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted through the gospel. He has sent me to proclaim liberty, freedom, release to the captives through the gospel. The time of captivity is over. The spiritual captivity that a lot of us were limited by, that time is over. Listen, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. That's why he says, because the Lord has anointed me. Where there's the anointing of God, there is nothing that can stand against you. No. No. It's time of liberty, of freedom, of release. In this season that we are in, the time of captivity for the children of God is past. Oh, I think I'm only addressing the children of God. And the opening of the prison to those who are bound, and the Lord has sent me to open a prison to those who are bound through the gospel, to those for whom life seemed to have stopped, to those to whom nothing seems to happen. You know, there's a season that we come from, and a lot of people, it felt as though their life had stopped. It felt as though nothing was happening. Am I talking to people of God here? I am saying the season that we come in, we come from 2022, 2021, for a lot of people, it seemed as though life had stopped. If you take stock, 2019, 2020, 2021, you say, Lord, what have I done? When you take stock, you see, it seemed as though your life was in a halt. 2019, 2020, 2021, when you take stock, when you look back in hindsight, say, what can you account for these 3 years? That's why the word of the Lord has come. I say, that's why the word of the Lord has come. The opening of the prison to those who are bound. There's nothing that we can do in captivity. There's nothing that we can do in prison unless you are let out, unless it is opened to you and for you. To proclaim, verse number 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. If you remember, Jesus quotes this in Luke chapter number 4, verse 18. When he talks about the acceptable year of the Lord, he's talking about a dispensation. The acceptable year of the Lord is the dispensation of the gospel. The acceptable year of the Lord is the dispensation of the gospel, is the dispensation in the which you and I are living right now. But today, the Lord is saying, this is the year of God's favor. The acceptable year of the Lord is the year of God's favor. The favor of God is here, church. I can be talking what God is saying. If you don't believe, nothing will happen for you. A fact. This is the year of God's favor for the church of Jesus Christ and the day of vengeance of our God. That means the Lord will deal with our enemies. We don't deal with our enemies. It's God who deals with them. The day of the vengeance of the Lord. We don't deal with our enemies. It's God who deals with them. We've got nothing to do with our enemies. Those who consider themselves our enemies, because we don't go around making enemies. But there are people who consider themselves our enemies. Glory to God. No, we don't go around making enemies. To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beautiful ashes. Now God is saying, instead of grief, instead of shame, instead of hopelessness, there shall be beauty. Beautiful ashes. Where there's hopelessness, there's grief. Where there is shame, God says, I will make something beautiful. I will make something beautiful. The difficulty from the which you have come, I am going to make something beautiful for you. Gonna make something beautiful. People of God, you know, and I said this during the 2 days, when people have been in a state for a long time, even when God comes and speaks a word of relief, a word of freedom, people don't believe because they've been in that state for a long time. Don't be an unbelieving believer. I said, don't be an unbelieving believer. Instead of grief, instead of shame, instead of hopelessness, the Lord is saying, there shall be beauty. There shall be beauty. The things that you've been through, the things that you went through, the thing that the devil subjected you to, the Lord is saying, I'm going to make something beautiful. This was the fodder to feed this dispensation of blessings for you from the Lord. Something beautiful. I say something beautiful. Out of the scars. Out of the woundedness, out of the disappointments, out of the discouragements, out of the losses, the Lord is saying, oh my goodness, I will make something beautiful. This is a material for me to carve for you something beautiful. Listen, out of your brokenness, this time, this year, the Lord is saying, he's going to make something beautiful out of your brokenness. God does not care how broken you are. But out of your brokenness, he's making something beautiful this year. This is the season for you. Out of the repossessions, God is making something beautiful for you. Out of the loss of income, God is making something beautiful for you. Out of joblessness, God is making something beautiful for you. Everything that you have lost this time, this season, this year, the Lord is saying, I will do it and I will do it quickly. I will do it quickly. Supernatural acceleration. I will do it quickly. Supernatural acceleration. He will do it quickly. He will do it quickly. Look at your brokenness and smile. He will do it quickly. Look at your brokenness and smile. He will do it quickly. Look at your discouragements and smile. He will do it quickly. Look at your disappointments and smile. He will do it quickly. He will do it quickly. He will do it quickly. Look at your pain. Look at your pain and smile. Look at your failures. Look at your rejections and smile. Look at your sickness and disease and smile. Look at your diagnosis, whatever you are diagnosed of. Look at it and smile, because the Lord is saying, this is the material that I'm going to use for you to build for you something so beautiful that when you look at it, even yourself, you won't believe what the Lord has done. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I say, oh, hallelujah. Now it says, the oil of joy for mourning. Instead of sorrow and pain, there shall be joy and gladness. The oil of joy for mourning. The Lord is saying, in this year 2020, instead of the sorrow of yesterday, instead of the pain of yesterday, the Lord is saying, there shall be joy and there shall be gladness in the year 2022 for you, my children. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The Lord is saying, instead of despair, there shall be praise. Instead of despairing this year, you shall be praising. This is what the Lord is saying. He says that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that God may be glorified. What is he talking about? The Lord is saying, I am going to be glorified through you. I am going to glorify myself through you in this season, in this dispensation. He says, I'm going to glorify myself through you. Through you. I will do for you and I will be glorified. What I do for you, I will receive the glory. What I do for you, I will be glorified. I'm going to glorify myself, but through you. Some of you think you've been promoted. Wait until this year unfolds, as it's already unfolding. I say, wait until this year unfolds. As it is unfolding, God is taking you higher. Psalm 30:11. Ecclesiastes 3:4. Psalm 30:11. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have turned for me my sorrow into joy. What are we talking about? 2022. I say we are talking about 2022. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have turned for me my sorrow into joy. You have turned my pain into beauty. This is the season. We have put off my sackcloth. What is sackcloth? That's mourning clothes. God says, no more mourning. And you have clothed me instead with gladness. God says, no more mourning clothes. No more grumbling and moaning and murmuring. God says, I've removed that garment, the garment of mourning, and I've clothed you with the garment of praise, with the garment of joy, with the garment of gladness. Ecclesiastes 3:4. There is a time under heaven, under the sun, to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. We're from the time of weeping. Now we are in the time of laughing. We're coming from a time of mourning. Now we have entered a time of dancing, a season of dancing, a season of rejoicing. This is a season of gladness in the kingdom of God. There is a time for everything. I say there's a time for everything. It was a time for you to cry. It was a time for you to lose. It was a time for you to go through repossessions. It was a time for you to fail. It was a time for you to go through what you went through. But what time is it? 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 What time is it now? What is God saying, church? What time is it? He says, of the sons of Issachar, of the sons of Issachar, who had the grace to know what Israel had to do. Of the sons of Issachar, who had the grace, the anointing upon them, to know the season. Now, they God would reveal to them, he gave them the grace to know the seasons. Now, they knew what the nation of Israel ought to do at what season. Can you see that? To know what God wanted the children of Israel to do. To know what God wanted the children of Israel to do. Right? Now, the proclamation of the word of God, and to know what God wants us to do. Now, when God says the time of weeping is past, don't go on weeping. Come on, somebody. When God says the time of mourning is past, don't go on mourning. It's a season to laugh. I say it's a season to laugh. It's a season to rejoice. It's a season of gladness. It's a time to dance. This is the time. Listen, we are children of God. We cannot go the same direction as the world. We are children of God. Otherwise, we are not supernatural. Otherwise, we are not supernatural. Supernatural, it goes against nature. That's why God says supernatural acceleration. When everything for the world is destruction, God says, you will tell a different story. If you go to back to Psalm 30 and go to verse number 5, he says, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Underline that little part, his favor is for life. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night. For us in this country, 2019, and the church, a lot of believers, 2019, 2020, 2021, this is what he's talking about. Weeping may endure, but for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. We are in the morning of God. We are in the morning of God. We are not in the twilight. We are in the morning. God is beginning. God is starting. God is doing a new thing in this season. This is the season of the new. This is the season of the new. God is doing something fresh. For your calling, fresh. For your gifting, fresh. Fresh. Let's go back to Isaiah. Please. The definition of prophecy is not when someone tells you your name and other stuff. The definition of prophecy is the word that comes from God. You can alter that definition. And when it comes, that word, as we have seen in the 2 days, it comes with power. It carries power to do what God wants it to do. It comes to change circumstances, to change seasons, to change things. That's why God is saying, what time is it? That's what prophecy does. Prophecy comes to tell you what time is it. If it's time for exile, you will be exiled. That's prophecy for you. And if it's time for you to be released, you shall be released. That's prophecy for you. Isaiah 60. That's why they sang that song, "You Will Arise." Isaiah 60, we're reading from 1 to 5, right? Isaiah 60, 1 to 5. Arise, 2022, the 2nd of January. Arise, shine. Come out of your self-pity. Come out of your hiding. Come out of your seclusion. Come out of your private place. It's time to arise. It's time to arise and shine. You don't hide a lamp under a bucket. You don't do that. A city set on a hill, it cannot be hidden. When God says it's time for you to shine, that means the time for you to be hidden is over. You cannot shine in hiding. There's no shining in hiding. Hiding is a time of building. Hiding is a time of construction. Hiding is a time of empowerment. Hiding is a time of endowment. But shining, you can't shine in hiding. Neither can you arise. But the Lord is saying, arise, shine, for your light has come. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. It is the glory that is upon you. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. It's nothing about you. It's not about your strength, ability, or effort. It is the glory that is upon you. Don't be afraid. What is being said here is the glory of God that is upon you that will accomplish it. You don't worry. There's a glory of God. There is a shine upon you. There's a shine. There's an oil of God. There's an anointing of God that is upon you. You don't worry. God speaks, and that glory, that anointing, that empowerment shall do what God has said. You don't worry. It's the glory that is upon you. It is the glory that has come to rest upon you. Mr. Tabane, don't worry about pain. Don't worry about sickness. Don't worry about disease. It is the glory, sir. It's a glory. The thing is, glory is invisible. It's spiritual. You can't see it. So don't worry about what you are feeling in the physical. Now he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light from the Lord. The glory of the Lord. That's why it says the glory of the Lord is upon you. The light of God has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I love it. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You see that? It has risen. So it wasn't there, but now it has risen. It wasn't there, but now it has come. Now it is. That's why I say it has risen. It wasn't there, but now it has come. It is upon you. Oh, Jesus. It's risen upon you. The favor. That's why he says, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of God's favor. The dispensation of the favor. The glory has risen. I said the glory has risen. I said the glory has risen. I said the glory has risen. And the evil one can do nothing about it. And the evil one can do nothing about it. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. It's already covering the earth. And deep darkness, the people is already covered. Deep darkness is already covering the people. But the Lord. No. This is what he's saying. We cannot go the same way as the world. We cannot go the same direction as the world. But you see, when the glory arises, everything changes for us. The world keeps continuing going in one direction. But when the glory arises, we go God's direction. But the Lord will arise over you. God is arising over us. God is risen upon us in this new dispensation. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. I love this. You shall testify. You will testify. It will be seen upon you. You will testify of the goodness of the Lord. God is going to be glorified through you. God is going to be glorified through your testimonies. God is going to be glorified through the things that God will do for you. His light, his glory will be seen upon you. That's how it will be seen upon you. By what God will do for you. By what God will do through you. By what God will do in you. That's how it's going to be seen. It will be seen. This is the year. This is the season. This is a dispensation. It will be seen. It will be seen. I say it will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light. When the glory is risen, they will come on their own. When the glory is risen, something will pull them that they know nothing about. Something will bring them. It is the glory of the Lord. I said something will bring them. That's why he says they shall come to your light. You see, it is the glory. They are coming to your light. It is the glory that is pulling them. It's attracting them. They shall come to your light, not your intelligence. They shall come to your light. The glory of the Lord that is risen upon you. I said the glory of the Lord that is risen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to light and kings to the brightness of your rising. It's irresistible. It's the brightness. You can't hide it. It's irresistible. The brightness of your rising. This is the year, the season, the time for the children of God to shine. The children of God are shining this time. The children of God are shining this season. They are shining this time. They are shining this season. This is the time. This is the period. The children of God are shining. And here's the thing. Every time when God had come through for his people, riches followed. Material blessings followed. Surely his goodness and mercy. Surely his goodness and mercy. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. He says, lift up your eyes all around. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. There is a gathering together. Ezekiel, he says, I heard a sound. Then I saw there was a shaking. There was a moving. There was a bone coming upon bone. There was flesh coming upon flesh. There was skin coming upon skin. There was breath. There was something happening. That's why he says, lift up your eyes all around and see. See in the spirit. See in the spirit. As Ezekiel saw in the spirit, you take it, you see it in the spirit, in the unction. I say in the unction. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. You see, they are coming on their own accord. There is something that is bringing them. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. They are coming to you. The people that God is bringing to you, they are coming to you. The divine connections, they are coming to you. The divine relationships, they are coming to you. The divine networks, they are coming to you. It is God doing it. The business partners, they are coming to you. The people that God wants to be in your life, they are coming to you. The people through which whom God will bless you, they are coming, 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 they are coming. Look all around, they are coming. He says they gather together, they come to you. Your sons and your daughters, your children, they shall nest at your side. They are coming to you. God is bringing them. They are coming, they are coming. God is doing this. This is 2022, the year of supernatural acceleration. A dispensation like no other. A dispensation like no other. Can I read verse 2 for you again? I don't think you understood verse 2. Let me read verse 2 again. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you. God says, but you. When the coronavirus is decimating, but you. When the coronavirus is wreaking havoc, but you. God is saying, but you. He is isolating you. God is saying, I have insulated you. I have isolated you. I have set you apart. I have consecrated you. That's why he's saying, he says, but you. But you. But you. But you. But you. But you. When darkness is rising, the Lord is saying, but you. But you, oh hallelujah. Verse number 5, then you shall see and become radiant. Says then you will be happy. God says, that's why he's talking about joy, but gladness. He's talking about rejoicing, all right? He says, then you shall see and become radiant. You'll be very happy. God says, this is the season, not the season of weeping. It's a season of laughing. It's not the season of mourning. It's a season of dancing. Then you shall be radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy because the abundance of the sea. Now there comes what I was talking about, material blessings. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. That's business. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Isaiah 55, 10 to 13. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, as the rain comes down from the sky and the snow falls down from the sky, and they do not return there but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. If this word is the word of God, that's what it's talking about. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. God does not speak for the sake of speaking. The word of God has got an assignment to it, to do what the Lord wants it to do. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent you. The word of God, if it's the word of God, everything that I'm saying here, it's got to take place. It must happen. I say it must happen. It must happen. Number 12. For you shall go out with joy. This is 2022. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. God is saying we shall go out with joy and I will lead you with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you. Even the angels of the Lord are going to be clapping for your release. Even the angels of the Lord are going to be clapping for what the Lord is doing for you in this year, in this season, in this dispensation. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. You see, the thorn is useless and fruitless. But the cypress and the myrtle, what picture is it giving us? That's a picture. He says, you shall be fruitful. I will make you beautiful. Right? The aroma of God shall be upon you. The presence of God. That's what he's saying. He says, this year I will make you fruitful. Not just beautiful, but I will make you fruitful. My presence, my aroma shall always be upon you in this season. The presence of God. I say the presence of God. Glory to God. Let me close what I was told. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter number 3. Says this year, I'm going to lead you out with joy. Going to lead you out with peace, he says. He says, I will make you fruitful. I will make you beautiful. And my presence will be upon you. My presence will be with you. This is the year. His aroma. I say his aroma. The anointing of the Lord. Exodus chapter number 3, verses 7 and 8. And the Lord said, the Lord says, 2019, 2020, 2021, I have surely seen the oppression of my people. God says, I have seen what you went through. I have seen what you've been going through. The Lord is saying, I've not been ignorant. I am not an ignorant God. You are my child. I know of any and everything that happens to you. I have surely seen the oppression of my people. Now it says, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. Whatever you went through and you cried out to the Lord, he says, I have heard your cry, for I know their sorrows. He knows your sorrows. He knows your griefs. He knows. That's why he was talking about mourning. So the season has come to an end. The Lord has brought it to an abrupt end. So I have come down to deliver them. out of the hand of the Egyptians. I have come down to deliver them. Who is God talking to here? God is talking to a prophet. This prophet is called Moses. God says, I have come down to deliver them. But how does God come down and deliver them? Through prophet Moses. It says, Moses, I will put my word in your mouth. You go and speak. This is how I have come to deliver them. This is how I have come to set them free. The word of the Lord. That's why the Lord says, Jesus Christ says, the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news. But there must be anointing. He anointed me to go and do it. To set the captive free. He has to use a vessel. You see, this is how God operates. He said, I have come down. This is the glory. The glory of the Lord was risen upon Moses. So wherever Moses was, there was the glory of the Lord. Now when the Lord says, I have come down, he's looking for human instrumentality. He's looking for human instrument. That's why the scripture they read here, it says the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro, looking for the person waiting for him, looking for the person who is faithful. For when God finds a faithful one, God will use that one for the benefit of many. He will use that one to deliver, to set free. Oh my goodness, what a day. So I've come down. That's powerful. I can't belabor the point. He says, I have come. God's saying, I have come down. I have heard, I have seen, now I have come to deliver my people from other people. So you can see it's God doing it. He's just looking for human instrument, for human vessel. But is God doing it? It was not Moses. It was God. That's why he says, I have come down. No, it was not Moses. It was God. The one who delivered Israel was not Moses. It was God. God says, I have come down to deliver them. Oh, God has come to this place. Oh, God has come to his church. I said, the Lord has come to his church. So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a good and large space. No more confinement. No more limitation. No more restrictions. No more confinement. No more limitation. No more restrictions. Now the Lord says, to a good and a large land. It is very good. Good and big. Come on, put good and big together. Good and big together. Hallelujah. And to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. That means they will never lack. They will never lack. There shall be no 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 lack for the children of God this year. There shall be no shame for the children of the Lord this year. There shall be no poverty for the children of God this year. To a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. You know when he says, to a good and a large land. That's why God is talking promotion. So, no. You thought this office was big. God says, I'll give you a bigger one. You thought your authority was big. God says, I'll give you a bigger authority. You thought your power was big. God is saying, I'll give you a bigger power. You thought your anointing was big because I'll give you a big anointing. This is the year when God is giving bigger responsibilities. This is the year God is giving his people. He's giving his people bigger responsibilities. Be ready. Oh my goodness. Be ready. This is the year. Bigger responsibilities.